Dice Tower News, episode 619, Friday, February 8th, 2019.
Welcome to DTN, the Dice Tower News Weekly Edition with Chris Steele and Kitty Langley. DTN features a quick look at tabletop gaming news each week. DTN is sponsored by Cool Stuff, Inc. Cool stuff in stock at coolstuffinc.com. And now, your hosts, Kitty and Chris.
I'm Chris Steele.
And I'm Kitty Langley. This week, USAopoly licenses Talisman, Time Stories gets a reboot, Steve Jackson brings us back to the 80s, and Wolfgang Warsch brings us another game. We also have seven games on the hotness to talk about, four new releases, and finally, we'll talk about Hyperspace and Parks, the board game.
Tabletop Gaming Headlines.
USAopoly will release two new licensed versions of Talisman. USAopoly has partnered with Games Workshop to bring the first ever licensed versions of Talisman to the market. Talisman is a 2-4 player roll-and-move fantasy adventure game that has sold millions of copies worldwide since its release in 1983. And USAopoly is best known for games such as Monopoly, Clue, Risk, and other classics, which it licenses with other IPs. As of this recording, we do not know what IPs will be applied to Talisman. It's easy to speculate that Harry Potter is a frontrunner, considering USAopoly already has about a dozen puzzles and games with the Harry Potter IP, and that Talisman's system could easily be applied to the Wizarding World.
Time Stories gets a reboot with the new Blue Cycle. Madam is the last expansion in Time Stories' The Original Story Arc, concluding what is now being called the White Cycle, and starting with the first story in the new Blue Cycle, a number of changes are coming to the game. First, there is no longer a need for the base game. Each story is independent and can be played in any order. In this new cycle, the characters you play will also have more of an impact, which can change how non-player characters interact with you in the story. The time track is also being removed, making a story last less than 3 hours instead of requiring several playthroughs. Finally, there will be an experience expansion which players can run between scenarios to experience the overall story of the Blue Cycle. Time Stories is a 2-4 player co-op game, and the first two Blue Cycle expansions are expected in quarter three of this year.
Steve Jackson Games is bringing back the 80s. Steve Jackson Games is running a Kickstarter right now to re-release a collection of their games from the 80s. Games such as Illuminati, Ogre, GEV, Battlesuit, Car Wars, Truck Stop, and Crash City will be reproductions of the original 80s versions with the original rules. The one element that is upgraded are the boxes. Each game will come in a plastic box about 4 inches by 7 inches by 2 inches, which they are calling pocket box games. In fact, if you want just the boxes, there's an option for that at $10 for a set of two unlabeled boxes to be used for Steve Jackson games you may already own, or really any small box game that you want to upgrade the box for. The Kickstarter runs through March 1st, and the games run $20 each, with a discount if you buy four or more.
Award-winning designer Wolfgang Warsch has a new game on Kickstarter. Wolfgang Warsch, the designer behind The Mind and Ganzschung Clever, is the co-designer of the new social party game Wavelength. In Wavelength, players will draw a card which lists two extremes, such as hot and cold, or hard and soft. A target range is then randomly chosen, and the goal is to give a clue to your team to guess where the range is. For example, if you draw the hot-cold card, the clue giver may say coffee to get the team to guess the medium-high range of the hot scale. The closer you get to the bullseye of the range, the more points your team gets. Wavelength has only one pledge level of $29, and the Kickstarter runs until March 8th.
The Board Game Geek Hotness Review.
This is a review of the hotness on BoardGameGeek.com, which represents the top 50 games based on page views. Here are our callouts for this week.
Castles of Burgundy is at the number one spot, with talk of new and updated versions with a possible release in August 2019, presumably at Gen Con. This update will include all expansions to date, plus a new one, and of course, upgraded components and art. No word on price yet.
Claustrophobia 1643 is in the number 5 slot. Funded on Kickstarter last November, Claustrophobia 1643 is already in fulfillment. Claustrophobia is a survival game that allows two players to battle in the underground tunnels below New Jerusalem. One of the players plays the role of a group of resolute Westerners, while the other controls a seemingly infinite army of demonic creatures. If you missed this game's original Kickstarter, there is a possible Flash campaign coming up in March, which will make 2,500 copies available. We'll keep you updated on that.
The Quacks of Quedlinburg is the last new top 10 game coming in at number 9. This is a game for 2 to 4 players where you take the role of a deceitful doctor competing to brew the most profitable snake oil remedies to sell to the residents of Quedlinburg. Talk of the new expansion, which adds a fifth player and its English availability, has moved the Quacks of Quedlinburg up on the hotness.
Rounding out the top 10, Ryan Lockett's next Sleeping Gods, Gloomhaven, of course, Stonemaier Games' Wingspan, the Redeem Yourself game Vindication, the highly asymmetric route, Matt Leacock's Roll and Build Era Medieval Age, and Terraforming Mars.
And now some other notable games on the hotness. Alone just misses the top 10. This was a Kickstarter for May of 2017 that has recently completed their fulfillment. Alone flips the one versus many script by having the one player as the hero and everyone else plays the bad guys in this dungeon crawl-like game. Alone is currently rated 7.8 on BGG.
Ghost Star is a one-player-only sci-fi horror game that launched on Kickstarter on February 1st and was quickly canceled on February 5th due to Kickstarter rules violations. Well, we don't know exactly what rules were violated. We do know in the short time it was up, 1,000 backers pledged over $32,000 for this game, more than 5 times their original goal. This is Wreak Havoc Games' first Kickstarter, and they have posted an update letting backers know they are working things out with Kickstarter and will be back again as soon as possible.
High Rise is another Kickstarter that has launched and canceled. It launched on February 4th and was canceled on February 5th. Gil Hova, designer and publisher of this and other games like The Networks and Wordzee, stated the campaign wasn't going the way he wanted, so he chose to cancel for now and relaunch in a few weeks. During that time, Gil will find a way to make the game less expensive, as the price was the main complaint by potential backers. The initial pledge was listed at $99, and the goal will be to bring that price into the $50 to $60 range.
In the Hall of the Mountain King is also on Kickstarter, runs through February 28th, and has already doubled its funding goal of $30,000. For 2 to 5 players, this is a territory denial, tile-laying, resource-gathering game where players take on the role of troll chiefs who recruit other trolls to tunnel under the mountain and retrieve the statues of the ancients. At the end of the game, you'll tally points for tunnels, great halls, pedestals, and statues. Most points wins.
New and upcoming releases.
Victorian Masterminds is an asymmetrical worker placement game where each player takes the role of a supervillain now that Sherlock Holmes is dead. You send your henchmen out to different locations and use their unique abilities to build steampunk-inspired contraptions in order to wreak havoc. But watch out, as the Secret Service is on your trail. The game ends when one villain has completed their contraption or the Secret Service puts an end to the villainy. The player with the most victory points wins. That's Victorian Masterminds, and it retails at $49.99.
Nairobi. In this 3 to 5 player cooperative game, players are trying to build a perfect stone garden. Stone cards are randomly sleeved together with restriction cards that limit how the stones can be moved. Only the player who has the card in front of them can see the restriction card of that stone. Players must exchange stones one at a time to reach the correct order within the restrictions placed on each stone. You are scored based on how long it takes to place the stones in numerical order, and if it takes more than 25 moves, you lose. Nairobi retails at $29.99.
Black Skull Island. In this quick-playing, pirate-themed party game, each player chooses a character every round to help collect booty. If a player has more than 7 booty cards in front of them, the game ends, and whoever has the highest total of booty wins. That's Black Skull Island, and its MSRP is $19.95.
Bumuntu. In this movement programming strategy game, you play as a tribal chief trying to gain the favor of animals by following their wisdom. When you follow the wisdom of the animals, you gain its chip. More and more animals are eliminated as the game goes on, making each move even more important. At the end of the game, animal chips are scored based on the animal's position on the favor leaderboard, which players can affect during gameplay. Favor can also be gained by collecting Nikisi, small statues, and Yowa, spiritual symbols. The player with the most favor wins. Bumuntu retails at $39.99.
And finally, Kickstarters.
These are a few Kickstarters we personally find interesting or newsworthy. First, Hyperspace. Hyperspace is an asymmetric 4X game from designer Sandy Peterson. For 2 to 4 players with an average play time of 20 minutes per player, Hyperspace is a fast-moving strategy game about interstellar expansion. You play an alien civilization competing to control a newly discovered star cluster. While your traditional 4X elements are all here, constructing your empire, fighting for resources, and researching technologies, this one is unique because the play never stops and there is no upkeep phase. Every turn, you'll simply use your three actions and then it's the next player's turn. There are over 100 miniatures in the base box and a ton of add-ons to allow you to choose from up to 21 civilizations. The pledges range from $69 for the base game up to $299 for everything, and several levels in between that allow you to pick and choose your expansions. The campaign ends on February 21st, and that's Hyperspace.
All right, I'm watching Parks, the board game. This is a 1-5 player, hiking-themed game featuring art from the 59 Parks print series. You play through 4 seasons, with each player controlling 2 hikers. The goal is to use your gear wisely to make the most memories to win the game. You'll play through an entire year. There is also a deck of playing cards featuring the 59 Parks art available. The pledges range from $12 for just the deck of cards up to $49 for the game and cards together. This ends on February 19th, and that is Parks, the board game.
And that's the news for this week. If you'd like to hear more from Kitty and myself, check out the Tabletop Game Talk podcast every Tuesday. This week, we'll be getting listener feedback on solo, casual, heirloom, and unplayed games.
Talk to you then.
You've been listening to DTN with Chris Steele and Kitty Langley. Dice Tower News is updated every week, and you can find out more at dicetowernews.com. Got a news tip? Send us an email. The address is news@dicetower.com. Dice Tower News is part of the Dice Tower Network. For all the latest news and reviews, visit dicetower.com.